USA Radio News.
Towns along the Carolina coast are preparing for the onslaught of Hurricane Florence as forecasters Wednesday warned that the storm could hesitate offshore for a day, which means more rain along the coast than previously thought. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has a message for everyone in the storm's path.
The best defense is preparation and common sense. I think we're ready for this storm, but it's going to be a tough one.
The woman who helped kidnap Elizabeth Smart is set to be released from prison early. Smart herself called the decision by the Utah Parole Board to be incomprehensible, and Smart's attorney tells us how this is actually even happening.
She wasn't scheduled for a parole hearing until 2023, but in recalculating it and under Utah law, with all the credit she's getting, she's going to get out next week.
Wanda Barzee and her husband kidnapped Smart from her Salt Lake City bedroom back in 2002. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
House Majority Whip Steve Scalise said today that Democrats need to speak out against the rising number of violent incidents against Republican politicians. Scalise spoke after a Republican candidate for Congress in California was nearly stabbed by a man, and this after a mass shooting threat at one of President Trump's hotels in Washington, D.C. Congressman Scalise was on Fox News earlier today.
You should not incite violence or any kind of assaulting people based on their political views, and especially if it's somebody that's working in the administration and you're attacking them because of what they do and what they believe in. That's not what American ideals are about.
A major poll from Gallup and the Knight Foundation confirms that Americans don't trust the press. The poll said 69% of Americans say their trust in the media has decreased in the last decade, and 94% of Republicans feel that way. Meanwhile, 75% of independents and only 42% of Democrats agree with that statement. On the bright side, though, 69% of those polled believe that confidence in the media can be restored. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Something has been going wrong on many college campuses over the past couple years. Speakers are being shouted down. Professors say they're walking on eggshells and have to eliminate controversial topics or discussions. Greg Lukianoff is the president and CEO of the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education. I had a chance to chat with Greg earlier today, and one of the things we talked about was when did this coddling of the American mind begin?
We noticed a real change in the school year 2013-2014, whereas I've been working on for defending free speech on college campuses since 2000, and before that, students were always the best constituency for free speech on campus, believe it or not. It was if you were going to get in trouble for what you said, it was always administrators, and usually with students kind of rolling their eyes at it or saying, no, these professors or fellow students deserve free speech. And that seemingly changed overnight in 2013-2014. Suddenly, you start seeing big pushes for to get speakers disinvited. You see demands for safe spaces, trigger warnings, and microaggression policies. And a lot of the book is trying to figure out what made the 2013-2014 class so different.
The name of the book is The Coddling of the American Mind. Greg Lukianoff, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Greg earlier today. One of the other interesting things that Greg told me was that now we're starting to see these folks graduate from college, and then we're starting to see them implement themselves into the workplace and some of the challenges we're seeing with that as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.